Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 62nd Perek, Perek Samach Beis of Yeshayahu. And it is really a short Perek of 12 Psukim and is actually really the primary section of the Haftorah of Nitzavim, which is the 7th Haftorah of Nechemta, the 7th of the 7 Haftorahs of Nechama, of comfort. And we're going to see a lot of the ideas of comfort, the themes of comfort, which come up again and again. The general theme is the resurrection of Yerushalayim, and let's just do a quick summary and then some points to think about. The first section, well, it's really one section. The first pasuk talks about how Hashem assures that He will not delay for the sake of Tzion. L'man Tzion lo echesher, for the state of depravity that or suffering that Yerushalayim has suffered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not tarry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be silenced until He will allow the light of redemption to spark forth and shine. At such a point, he describes how the nations and their rulers, everyone will see the honor of justice that returns to Yerushalayim, and I'll give you a new name. What's that name? Hold on 1 second, because Yeshayahu interrupts by saying that he interrupts himself by explaining that this at this point in time, Yerushalayim will be the crown jewel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, guarded by Hashem, will no longer be destroyed or desolate. What will you be called, Yerushalayim? You'll be called Cheftiba. This is going to be desired by Hashem. In fact, this is fascinating because for those who are aware, this is actually a name which is used by Sfaradim actually as a name for a girl. This is a well-used name, Cheftziba, desired, she is desired, so to speak, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem then goes on to describe in the most intimate terms how, like young couples, bond and are inseparable from one another, when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, her children will cleave to her inseparable from Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then describes, in the word Yeshayahu, he says, Al chomosayach Yerushalayim hifkarti shomrim kol hayom v'kol halayla tamid lo yecheshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set up guards on the walls of Yerushalayim, appointed guards all the day, all the night, and those who are the heralders will know Al Dami Lachem will not be quiet anymore. Very mysterious pasuk. We'll come back to in a moment. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Titni Domulai, don't be quiet. He prays. And he allows Yerushalayim to be praised from to be a Tehillah Ba'aretz, to be a praise in the world. You look at Yerushalayim today and the magnificence from the religious to the scientific to the culture, to the people, what Yerushalayim is, a center for so much. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, he vows never again to let our grains and our wines be consumed by our enemies. Rather, in most beautiful terms, Ki ma'asfov yoichluhu, those who gather it will eat it. V'hilu es Hashem, will praise Hashem for gathering it. U'mekabtsov yishtuhu v'chatzroes kodshi, and those who gather in will drink it in the courtyards of holiness, whether that means in the Beis Hamikdash or whether that means in the courtyards of Yerushalayim. And finally, the last little section of this perek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ivru v'asha'arim panu derech ha'am, make way, he turns to the non-Jews, Yeshayahu says, and make way for Yerushalayim as they return, harimi neisala amim, to set up the banner in front of the nations. And finally, Yeshayahu describes how Hashem will make known to the ends of earth that redemption is coming to Tzion, and the payment will be made for her actions. And they will call this a holy nation, redeemed by Hashem, those who are wanted by Hashem in a city not to be abandoned. V'lochi kored derusha, you will be called wanted, ir lo ne'ezava, in a city which is not to be abandoned. What a beautiful description, very powerful description, very much focused around Yerushalayim. One or two points just to think about. Historically speaking, actually, it is interesting in that image where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of the Perek, where Yeshayahu is describing cleaning the way, the nations cleaning the way for Israel. It is fascinating if you were to read Innocence Abroad, which is Mark Twain's document or diary, and the perspective of traveling the Middle East 150 years ago. He describes in a less known quote, he has a quote of what he says on his way up to Yerushalayim. No landscape exists that is more tiresome to the eye than that which is bounds the approaches to Jerusalem. The only difference between the roads and the surrounding country, perhaps, is that there are more rocks in the roads than in the surrounding country. Very much a Mark Twain quote. But if you think about that, then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, Ivru, Remove the stones from the way up to Yerushalayim. We can appreciate how powerful that really is in terms of the historical context. One or two other points is, what are the gods on the walls of Yerushalayim there for? What does it mean? Al chomosayich Yerushalayim hifkadati shomrim, I placed these gods. So Chazal in Menachos describe that these are the angels who are appointed of Yerushalayim to pray for Yerushalayim, that there be a restitution, that there be a redemption. So it's this very spiritual description. However, the Radak, Rav David Kimchi, quotes a few other very beautiful ideas, and that is, who are these shomrim, who are these gods on Yerushalayim? It's the mourners of Yerushalayim who mourn during the day and the night. You know that if you open up a Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, towards the very, very beginning, there's a section called Tikkun Chatzos. That means to say that there is a tradition which is perhaps not as well known today, but it is a tradition to wake up at Chatzos, at midnight, the halachic midnight every night, and there's a certain set, tefillah, to be said to pray at the time of Racham in the night, to pray on the redemption of Yerushalayim, to cry on the destruction of Yerushalayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have these gods of Yerushalayim during day and night who mourn for Yerushalayim all the time. The Radak says it might even be more simple than that. It might be the fact that every single time we daven, where are we pointing? We're always pointing to Har HaBayis, always pointing to Yerushalayim. Wherever we are in the world, wherever a Jew is found throughout the diaspora, they're pointing to Yerushalayim. And I might add as a footnote, quite unlike the Muslims, if you think about it. I mean, the Muslims, for all the amount of killing that they've done in the name of Al-Aqsa, in the name of the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Quds, they turn around and face their backsides to the Dome of the Rock. They're looking towards Mecca. They don't really care so much about the Har HaBayis, except when the Jews perhaps are interested in it. But we, says the Radak, we're facing Yerushalayim the whole time. Hifkadati Shomrim means to say we are the Shomrim because we never ever forget Yerushalayim. And finally, the Radak says maybe just the Pshat is that in the future, Yerushalayim will be so guarded that there will be no danger. There'll be no danger of it ever being lost again. One or two other just very beautiful points, and that the Malbim points out that when we talk about how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that we will always be the ones to bring in the grain from the field, what that ultimately means is it's not just enough that we'll be able to bring in the grain and we'll call it agriculturally successful in the new Yerushalayim, but it's there's an end to that pasuk. It's Ki Ma'asafov Yochluhu, those who gather the grain will eat it, V'hillelu Es Hashem. And the Malbim goes on to enumerate all the mitzvahs that we do with our food, which we'll be able to do in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Meaning to say that we'll be able to say the Berakas HaMazon, we'll be able to take all the Trumas and Maestras, we'll be able to say the Brachos necessary. Meaning to say that it is not simply a physical opportunity, it's not simply a success militarily, agriculturally, it is a spiritual success, which Yeshayahu is describing. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should have the opportunity of being able to live that fully, Bimhera of Yomein. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.